Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, devoted to Monday Night Football. The Dallas Cowboys looking like the 85 Bears last night. Competition probably has something to do with it, but still, great performance from Dallas. Crediting Jerry Jones for rebuilding a house that he burned down. I don't necessarily get it. And I do think it's too little too late for the Cowboys. I like the Eagles coming up on Sunday. And I told you why, and I think I'm right. The Raiders need to fire Pete Carroll. And really, really, really go in on rebuilding. They desperately, desperately need to do it. Coming up in 20 minutes, we will talk some New York Football Giants and their rookie running back who was at Monday Night Raw last night. Good stuff. And the Bills-Texans game on Thursday night with major playoff implications in the AFC. Femi and I will break down the biggest college football games coming up next hour. All our bets for tonight will close the show. But joining us right now on this terrific Football Tuesday is our good friend, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the one, the only, Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. What's going on, Stink? Welcome back.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Hope you guys are doing well. Just a little fall cleanup, lots of leaves in the yard. So I'm out here working today, and so I'm not on video. I told Bill, listen, man, I'd love to be on video with you guys, but my wife will not let me in the house right now.
All right, so there, listen, as a married man, I certainly know how that works. I totally get it. We have a bunch of big topics, Stink, to get to with you in this interview, but let's start with last night with the Dallas Cowboys, because like, they did play really well in the game. And we can actually have a conversation now whether we think it's likely or not, and like the betting market thinks it's very unlikely. Can Dallas make a run towards the postseason? Like, I don't think so, but that doesn't mean that they can't. Where are you at on the Cowboys, Stink, following last night's game?
Yeah, I would put that on those odds at slim, but we know offensively, man, they've got some weapons, and Dak Prescott, I've always been a big Dak Prescott guy. I think Dak can really play. I think he is a professional quarterback. And, you know, as long as he's healthy, I think he gives you a great chance to win. And then, obviously, kind of rebuilding some of that defense, the trades they made. Could it be done? I think it's very unlikely. But, hell, they've got some building blocks. And you never know going down the stretch who's going to stay healthy, who's going to get injured. So there's a chance. I think it's a slim chance, but a chance done the same.
All right, for the Dallas Cowboys to make the postseason. Stink, I am guessing you either, I don't know if you're a big wrestling fan, but I'm guessing you saw the clips, right, of Giants running back Cam Scadabaugh, who's out for the season, at Monday Night Raw last night at Madison Square Garden in New York City, getting into, like, obviously, like, wrestling is not real, but some of the physical activity is real, and I'm a wrestling fan, just so the audience doesn't jump down my throat, the wrestling fans in the audience. And Scadabaugh gets pushed by Dom Mysterio, and look, like, it's not... He's not like he's really getting, like, punched in the face or anything, but, you know, Giants fans kind of look at it side-eyed. And then you had Abdul Carter, you know, the Giants' third overall pick in the draft, like the rookie pass rusher, you know, gets disciplined a little bit on Sunday's game for sleeping through a meeting last week. When you see all these things happening with the Giants, and they just fired the head coach, does this speak to some sort of organizational dysfunction for you? What do you make of it? Do you like it? What's happening with the Giants?
Yeah, that's, see, I my own, you know, sense and sensibility, like, I wouldn't put myself in that position, especially being injured, being a rookie, like you said, slept through a meeting, and being that you guys aren't very good. See, I just, like, that for me would be like, no, I can't do that. I can't go there. So I get it that, you know, I get it that life goes on and you go out and you have dinner and you do some of those things, but I would always err on the side of, as a player, like, I am not going to open myself up for criticism. I just refuse to do it from the standpoint of I've got to be as professional as possible. I'm not saying that they're not professional, but it just is it's just a bad optics, you know.
Do you think that's unprofessional
when you're losing?
Do you think it's unprofessional for Scadabaugh, he's out for the season, to be on Monday Night Raw getting into a physical altercation? Siri, that's what happened.
Yeah, I don't think it. I mean, it's all fake. So, you know, and I'm not a wrestling fan, so your fans can come after me.
No, but he has a broken ankle. He got pushed with a broken ankle.
Yeah. Wait, did he get pushed to where he had to hold himself? Like, I didn't. I saw them, you know, mixing it up on the rail, but I didn't know, like, to the extent of what happened. I would just say, hey, you've got to live your life. You got to go out there. You got to do those things. I get that. That's fine. But I am not, I'm just one of those guys that would never put myself in, whether I was Cam or whether I was Carter, I would never put myself in that position, especially considering you guys aren't very good.
What'd you think of Shedeur Sanders NFL debut on, what'd you think of Shedeur Sanders NFL debut on Sunday and your expectations for him this Sunday against the Raiders?
Yeah, I mean, it was awful. He looked terrible. And, you know, and I think that you look at where he's at right now from a professionalism standpoint. I mean, he's going to have to prepare and get ready to play. Listen, man, like, I worked with Deion a little bit. I spent a couple days up in spring ball when Shedeur was there. And there's no question Shedeur can throw the ball. He understands offense. He gets all that stuff. It's just a matter of being a professional. And that's what it comes down to. You're going to have to be a professional. Now, you get the lion's share, all the one reps and all that kind of stuff. So I think that a lot of that, when you're not, you know, when you're not getting those reps, it's hard to come in there and play well. But at the same time, I don't really care. When you're called upon, you've got to take mental reps. You've got to do everything you can do to get yourself ready to play. And then you got to go out and you got to perform. And so he's going to have a chance to go out there and hopefully play well. But, you know, I think at this point, like, just watching him, I don't know that he's ready to play at this level yet.
Did you think he was an NFL caliber quarterback when you saw him at Colorado? Obviously, I know you're an Idaho guy, but you're obviously plugged in there in Denver. Know a lot of people who are close to that situation. Do you think he was an NFL quarterback when you saw him in college football last year?
I think he's got the skill set. Yeah. In regards to throwing the ball, absolutely. I don't think there's any question about it. Now, you know, all the questions about professionalism and all the questions about, you know, his draft process and not wanting to work out for teams, or, you know, there was reports about him not, you know, not really studying the playbook when they gave it to him to, you know, to answer the questions and all those things. And those things are the things that, you know, will come back and bite you in the ass if you're, you know, if you don't do that stuff. This is like, this is professional freaking football, man. It's more from the neck up than it is the neck down. And the guys who perform in this league, the guys who play for a long time in this league, can understand what the issues are, can see the issues, can process information, take it through their eyes, process it quickly, and then go out and perform and, you know, instantly see something and instantly react to it. And you can't do that if you're not prepared. You can't do that if you haven't studied. You can't do that if you haven't taken all the mental reps and all the physical reps and all those things. So he didn't get the physical reps last week, but certainly didn't look like he was ready for the moment.
I guess we'll see if he's ready this Sunday when they take on the Cleveland Browns. This is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champion, color commentator, NFL on Fox, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. How about the game we saw last Sunday? The Denver Broncos beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Denver now has big control of that AFC West division. Two-part question for you here, Stink. Are the Kansas City Chiefs going to make the playoffs? And then the second part, are the Denver Broncos legitimate Super Bowl contenders?
So, first part, are they going to make the playoffs? I still think they're better than Houston. Having called Houston last week, Houston's exceptional on the defensive side. They're very challenged offensively. I don't know that C.J. Stroud coming back is actually going to make any real difference for the Houston Texans. So, I think that Kansas City is better than them. They both sit at 5-5. And I actually think Kansas City is probably better than Jacksonville. I just don't, at this point, think that Trevor Lawrence has really gotten to the point where he can be trusted that he is, you know, that he's a legitimate, legitimate threat at the quarterback position from the standpoint of being able to consistently throw accurate footballs, consistently make the right decisions. So I think there's a lot of question marks in regards to him as your quarterback. So I would still think they're better than both of those teams. So I think I think they have a chance to sneak in as a wild card. But, you know, I still 5-0 in one score games this year for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's an issue. And so ultimately, and this was a huge game. I mean, they knew what they had in store. They knew that this was effectively for the AFC West, that they didn't win against the Broncos coming off a bye week where Andy Reid is 21-4. If they didn't win against the Broncos, their hopes of, you know, of winning the West was going to be over. And certainly it looks as though it's over. So, I think those are big things to talk about. I think those are big deals. But bottom line is I still think the Chiefs, when push comes to shove, will find a way to get themselves in the playoffs. As far as the Broncos are concerned, man, they've got a legit big-time defense without question. And think about this. Like, they missed their starting running back who's out for the season in J.K. Dobbins, so they really didn't run the ball. And they missed their middle linebacker, Alex Singleton, who is the right-hand man of Vance Joseph when it comes to calling the defense and understanding what they're doing and, you know, is the green dot guy and the best cornerback, arguably, in all the National Football League. And they held the Kansas City Chiefs to 19 points, 5 of 16 on third downs, and they were phenomenal. And I'll do a breakdown on tomorrow's Stink of Truth podcast on third downs. Vance Joseph put a masterclass together in shutting down an offense on third down. And part of it was, I mean, he just used the strategy of I'm better than you, and I know it. My guys are better than your guys. They lined up, I think, to my count, it was of 16 third downs, 14 of them were man-to-man coverage. And they said, we're better than you. Bring it. And it was, I mean, it was glorious to watch, man. They executed. They were awesome. And like I said, shut Kansas City down, only converting 5 of 16 third downs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Should the Las Vegas Raiders fire Pete Carroll?
I would say no, they shouldn't fire Pete Carroll, but they have got to have an influx of talent without question on both sides of the ball. And then I think you've got to look at some of the questionable. I think you just got to look at the hires, right? They just need a professional O-line coach. They need more talent up front on the lines of scrimmage. I think you took over an organization that really, like, it just is really, there's a dearth of talent there overall, offensively and defensively. And so I think you've got, this is not a, hey, rah-rah, Pete's going to fix it. This is going to have to be Pete along with your general manager, what is it, Spytek over there, and some hard decisions on who you're going to keep, who you're going to let go of, and the direction you're going to go. They just have, like I said, a dearth of talent, and they've got a lot of work to do. And the hardest thing sometimes is to admit it. You just got to admit you're not very good and that you've got a lot of work to put in, and this may be, you know, this may take 2 years before you get enough talent to be competitive.
What do you think of Chip Kelly in his first season as Raiders offensive coordinator in about a minute?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think that's another one. I think it's really hard for college coaches. You know, talking to Chip Kelly, yeah, I was like, what's the difference between calling a game in the NFL and calling the game in college? He said, you know, college, when you're coaching at Ohio State, you're never in third down. You know, you hand the ball off on first down and it's second down and two. So situational football in college is non-existent. The whole game in professional football is situational football. You're always in third down. You're always in second down and long. It's always a situation. And he goes, it just really didn't exist in the college game. So I think he's struggling to figure that out, even though he's coached a lot and been a head coach in the NFL on multiple occasions.
Stink, we appreciate it. Enjoy the week. Good luck with the Leaves, and we'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us on the show, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Femi, you ever have to rake leaves in Vegas?
Absolutely not. I bought a leaf blower a couple of weeks ago, so like we'll blow that. But like, I mean, where we're at, we have palm trees back there, baby. We're not doing the raking leaves. That's a Pacific Northwest activity. No,
yeah,
not doing that.
Yeah, there's a lot of leaves on the ground here.
Mm.
People don't like it when, like, come on.
Take the phone out there, watch the game.
No, I make the money I make so I can like pay people to do that. Like I'd rather ding, pay ding, to ding, do ding, it ding. And not do it myself. Yeah, I'm lazy. Just being honest. Same. All right, we'll take a quick break. And on the other side, we got a lot of NFL content still to hit, including the Bills and the Texans on Thursday night, and we have an injury update on Bucs star Giannis Antetokounmpo.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.